This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sakota with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet extends deadline of committee studying Gauri Bahadur Kharge led commission report by 45 days. Government said 70% of 100-day reform agenda completed in 65 days. Nepal strengthens Ebola preparedness amid global health alert. Health Minister shows no immediate Ebola risk in Nepal, urges public not to panic. And massive Russian attack on cities across Ukraine kills at least 10 people. Now the news in detail. The government has extended the deadline of the committee formed to study the report of the Gauri Bahadur Kharge-led commission investigating incidents linked to last year's Gen Z movement. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting held this afternoon. According to Minister for Education and Government spokesperson Sasmit Pokhrel, the meeting approved the proposal of the Ministry of Home Affairs. The extension applies to the committee tasked with reviewing the commission's report and making recommendations and security mechanisms mentioned in it. The committee has been given an additional 45 days to complete its task. The government has reported that 70% of the 100 action plans announced under its 100-day governance reform agenda have been implemented within 65 days. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, several commitments were completed ahead of schedule. While the remaining 30% are in the implementation phase, as they require interministerial coordination or legal and constitutional amendments. The reform agenda was announced by the first cabinet meeting of the government led by Prime Minister Balendra Saha. The government said key achievements include amendments to the Public Procurement Act, implementation of the electronic government procurement system, preparation of performance indicators for ministers, simplification of public service delivery procedures, and the formulation of employee codes of conduct across ministries. The Office of the Prime Minister stated that the reforms are aimed at strengthening good governance and improving public service delivery. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP President Ravi Lamisana is holding a series of political meetings in India today as part of his five-day visit at the invitation of India's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. Lamisana is scheduled to meet BJP leader Nitin Naveen at the party's central office in Delhi. According to RSP spokesperson Manish Jha, discussions will focus on democratic forces in both countries, political operation and strengthening Nepal-India relations. During the visit, he is also expected to interact with members of the Nepali community and party well-wishers. He is also scheduled to visit Ayodhya, the Nepali embassy in New Delhi, coordinating the high-level meetings and other programs during the visit. The government has intensified surveillance and preparedness measures after the World Health Organization declared the Ebola outbreak in parts of Africa a public health emergency of international concern. Assistant spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said Nepal has strengthened monitoring and preparedness efforts to minimize any potential risk from the disease. According to the ministry, coordination has been stepped up with hospitals, laboratories, and disease control agencies to review testing capacity, treatment preparedness, infection prevention measures, and the readiness of health workers. Health personnel have also been deployed at major entry points for passenger health screening. The ministry said coordination has been established with the National Public Health Laboratory and infectious disease hospitals for surveillance, testing, and management of suspected cases. The National Emergency Medical Team has also been activated. Dr. Adhikari said there is no immediate risk of Ebola transmission in Nepal and urged the public not to panic, adding that the government is closely monitoring the situation in coordination with international health authorities. The Gandaki province government is set to unveil its policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 today. Province Chief Delhi Raj Bhatted Sedil to present the government's policies and programs at a meeting of the province assembly at 4 p.m. According to Assembly Secretary Govind Podel, the policy document comes out of the provincial budget, which is constitutionally required to be presented on the 1st of Asar as per Nepali calendar. The Assembly has already held discussions on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in preparation for the upcoming budget. Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma says he will move ahead with a concrete action plan to strengthen public confidence in the judiciary. During a meeting with officials of the Constitutional and Judicial Journalists Forum, Chief Justice Sharma said the judiciary reform plan would focus on changes that people can directly experience and feel. He stated that he is committed to reforming the justice sector through action rather than words, and has asked Supreme Court judges to identify priority areas for improvement. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 10 people were killed and dozens injured in overnight Russian strikes across Ukraine, including 4 deaths in Kyiv and 6 in Dnipro. The BBC cited Ukrainian officials as saying apartment buildings were hit, leaving several children among the injured. Rescue teams continued search operations amid fears that people remain trapped under the rubble. Air raid alerts were issued across much of Ukraine as Russia launched one of its largest attacks in recent months. Authorities urged residents to remain in shelters, while military officials said ballistic missiles were used in the assault. The attacks came after Russia warned of retaliatory strikes following a deadly drone attack last month in the Russian-controlled Luhansk region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had earlier warned of a possible large-scale Russian strike and urged citizens to heed air raid warnings. Lebanon says Hezbollah has accepted a U.S.-brokered proposal to halt attacks on Israel in exchange for Israel ending strikes on Beirut and its southern suburbs. According to the BBC, the Lebanese embassy in Washington said it had received confirmation of Hezbollah's acceptance of the plan, which calls for a mutual cessation of attacks and could later be extended across all Lebanese territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed the agreement, but warned that Israeli strikes would resume if Hezbollah continued attacks on Israeli civilians. The development came after U.S. President Donald Trump said he had spoken with both sides and that they had agreed to stop fighting. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini Province and Sulupasam Province. Hot day conditions are also likely in Madhya Province and the Tarai region of Koshi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet extends deadline for committee studying Gauri Bahadur Kharki late commission report by 45 days. Government says 70% of 100-day reform agenda completed in 65 days. Nepal strengthens Ebola preparedness amid global health alert. Health Minister asserts no immediate Ebola risk in Nepal, urges public not to panic. And massive Russian attack on cities across Ukraine kills at least 10 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.